So, did anyone give you support? Did anyone help you to settle into Scotland?
Oh,
Anyone
really,
in the Jewish community?
No,
or?
I done my own thing, you know. I just, well, I mixed with the. When I sat to work, my boss says, this guy, who's about 6 feet odds, a couple of years older than me, he says, this is Big Alec, and he stays next street to you, Warwick Street. He says, you can go home with him. He says, and he'll introduce you to the workers. Take me around the factory. Well, they had ladies, well, there were three women there, a young girl and two elderly ladies who'd done all the French polishing to the furniture. And they says, she'll introduce you to all the workers. Well, what did I know? He says, made me understand that of like saying hello, how do you do? He says, I have to say this, right? So still used to clicking their heels and bowing. I'm going around the one, he says, blah, blah, you know. And I'm saying, well, he told me to, I copied him, right? And all, they're all laughing and smiling. I says, that's a nice crowd. I wouldn't like to tell you what you told me to tell him. A bloody swear word. Uh-huh. And I'm going to say, oh, they're nice people, you know.
So did you continue working with that firm, or did you do something else later?
I was with them for quite a while, and then somebody, one of my friends who was came over from Germany as well. By that time I was about 18, 19, something like that. And he says, I was earning, what, 7 shillings a week for 48 hours. You worked on a Saturday morning, you got an extra sixpence. So religion sort of fell away a bit. Well, it fell away a lot, but my mother was very religious, so I had to go to shul just even to see how are you okay, you know. Sometimes she was the only lady was in the upstairs in the shul, you know. Used to fast all day long, and Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. So he says, I'm driving this motor, he says, and I'm getting £3 a week. I says, well, that's for me. So I went to lorry driving, you know.
Were you able to drive before you came? Did you learn to drive?
No. During the war, you did not sit a test because there was petrol rations. And you just went and got a driving licence, that was you. Well, I was 15 at the time, 14, 15, when I started working at a factory, the first job. And they had a little trailer where they used to put wardrobes in and tables. And we used to, I went out with the driver who was only 18, I was 14. And he carried a wardrobe or something upstairs, and you were getting 3 pence. Oh, that's extra, because a shilling a week did me. Out of the 7 shillings, my mother got 6. I got up 1 shilling to the pictures twice a week, 3 pence each, you know. Well, upstairs in the pallet, in the gobbles, you went upstairs. Downstairs was 4 pence, upstairs was 3 pence.
Yes.
But you were better upstairs, because if you're sitting down there, when they were finished smoking their cigarettes, they didn't tip them, you just flicked them over.
So after the war, did you eventually change jobs?
Yeah. What actually happened is, all my friends from the Maccabi.
Yes, you were too young.
The recruiting office was at Moffat Street.
Yes.
Where Fred Weiss factory is. You know Fred, no?
No, not even.
You know, Well, I worked for him for 11 years as well in the factory, yeah. Uh-huh. So it's a couple of years since I saw Fred. He's no well at all now.
So you went to the Army Cadets and this kind of thing, and then you came back? You
know, wouldn't have me.
No.
So I went to Govan to the Navy.
Yes.
Passed my medical. I've still got my medical card. Yes. I'm still waiting for them to call me up. But I was working with Fred, actually. We had his own business by then. And two of the workers came in. See, I was always interested to become a motor mechanic. I was fast, you know. I could drive, but didn't know a thing. As I was saying, when they went out with that guy delivering, the boy was 18, I was 14. I says, what do you do this and that? He says, well, have a shot. Up and down, have a place, no problem. You know?
Yes.
So I went to Jessness Garage in Tantallon Road.
Yes.
I had two brothers owned the garage.
Yes.
And I went over, I says, by that time I was a bit, 17, 16, 17, something like that. I says, I would like a job as an apprentice. You know? He says, okay, we'll start you, but You could not start. You had to get permission from a labour exchange.
Right.
So I went up and saw them. I said, I can get a job. I can get a job in the garage. He says, okay. He says, you can have the job if a Scottish boy doesn't get it. If a Scottish guy would apply for the job, he would get it. Understandable. Before okay. me. Never heard of him. Nobody ever got a job. So I was working with Fred, and it was lunchtime, and two of the guys came in who were working beside me, and they said, we joined the Royal Engineers in Argyll Street. By that time, I was in my 30s, you know. So he showed me the thing, and says, they're looking for mechanics. So I went up to Berkeley Street, right? And the funny thing, working in the bedding place is dirty. Not now, I suppose, all machinery, but everything was hand-stitched and hand-made. And